Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you crazy?
This is it, goddammit, the show. Down and Dirty 101. All right. First of all, let me get this little bullshit out the way. Contact me at askrosebud@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, @MrRosebud. And you can always check either one of my sites out, askrosebud.com, downanddirty101.com. And you know, there you can find the vehicle, the keys, to whatever vehicle you're going to use to catch that new member. That new motherfucker. You know I got my audio book on CD, baby. Don't sleep on it. You got to get that book. I got hard copies of Invention Man 1 and 2, American Pimp, all available on Amazon. And call in 657-383-0809. God damn, I got so much to talk about. Now, of course, we gonna talk about having motherfucking bitches. But before I get into that, you guys, I'm telling you, stay asleep. If that's what you want to do, you motherfuckers are sleeping on SWU. I'm about to close out my first semester. This was a learning experience for me and my students, but we got the shit done. Started out with X amount, ended up with 1/4 of that amount. But only the strong survive. And only the real deserve the recognition that you're going to get from SWU. Because we dope. 240, what's up, man?
What's up, Rosebud? This is Mustafa.
Nothing, what's happening? Molly, what's happening, bro? I thought I was going to hear from you. I heard from you, didn't hear nothing else.
Yeah. I've been busy a little bit. All right.
Okay.
So my question of the day is, how can I, follow the action better? Because you told me something last week that being an alpha male and being cruel has nothing to do with each other. And that line just messed me up all week. So, and I discovered that I wasn't following the action, actually. So how can I? Can you give me some tips?
Let me ask you this, man. How did you see that you was not following the action? What made you see it?
Because I think it was 3 days ago I went to the gym, and as I was getting ready to get on to get my workout shit done, and I see this pretty lady just goddamn walk right across me, and I saw her passing by 5 minutes later. I was like, goddamn. Is this bitch trying to look for me or something? And then I remember.
Okay,
stop.
What I'm saying is this, bro. You better hurry up and get in SWU. Because we starting on the first. This stuff you talking about, you don't miss this stuff when you doggone on your ABPs. Always be playing. Otherwise, if you was playing and you in the gym and you know, I don't mean playing, shooting marbles. I'm talking about playing. You got moves you making as far as what you doing. So what I'm saying is if you in the gym and some motherfucker is speaking to you, hey, man, you guys got to hold on. This is my daughter and she having problems. Hold on 1 second. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys, I'm sorry. Hell, if you in the gym and you playing, you on your ABPs. Now let's say your body look decent. When you walk in the gym, you're supposed to be playing, looking for your action. Otherwise, the way you swagger in there, you're going to attract some attention. You already know that. But if you ain't up on that, you ain't going to know that. So you're going to walk in there like a big old glook. You know, you motherfucking looking good, body fit, bitches creaming, and you so oblivious to it because you don't know shit about yourself. You don't know what you're doing when you're doing it. And if you did know what you was doing, you wouldn't do it. So my point is, why continue to go through this week after week after week and call in here and ask for some answers to some stupid-ass question? Not that you're stupid, don't get me wrong. The question, how do you recognize your action, is stupid. And the reason I'm saying it's stupid is because you told me what you saw that made you think you had action. So recognizing it is not your problem. Moving on it is your problem. And I don't see when this bitch walking past you. You see that. So if you don't know to move on that, I'm telling you, man, it's a lot more to what I'm doing than just catching bitches, man. That shit you do, that shit you're talking about right now, I bet right now in your business life, you don't move on shit when you're supposed to. Shit pass you up, and you could have done better. That's because you don't know you, and you don't fuck with you. You want to fuck with bitches. Man, that's on you. 347, I'm going to bring you in, too. Hey, Molly, I haven't taken you out, but I'm bringing 347 in. What's up, 347? 347, not 495, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Rosebud, man? I just wanted you to elaborate on that swaggering in the gym a little bit. Go ahead and elaborate on that swagger, if you will.
Okay, see, this is the problem that all you guys have. 240, Molly, do you know what I meant when I said swagger in?
Not really. You know, I'm from another country, so.
No, it's good. You from the fucking island, I understand that, or whatever you from. But what I'm saying is, think about it. Sean, fuck no, I ain't calling you. Swagger in. What the hell? I'm calling Sean, I'm bringing you in. I can't be that chicken shit because I know you know, but I ain't asking you.
Hold on now, Rosebud. I just want to say, I hope you don't take it from me not knowing what you meant.
Is this 917?
No, this is 347. This is the dude with the swagger question.
But what
I wanted you to talk about, it wasn't a question.
Elaborate. You saying I don't know what it means? You saying I think you don't know what it means? I shouldn't think that?
Yeah, I'm just hoping that's what it sounds like.
Check this out, bro. Reality check. Why would you ask that if I shouldn't think you don't know what it is?
I didn't ask that. It was just a point that you made, and I wanted you to elaborate on it.
You wanted me to elaborate, brother. I don't mean you asked a question about swagger. I mean, why would you ask me to elaborate on it if you really know what it is? And this ain't no charge and nothing, man. Don't trip. Just answer the question, because all your answers is going to tell me exactly what to tell you to help you. So don't trip. I ain't trying to charge you, man. So just come on. What I'm saying is this, man, and all you guys, swagger is a word that has been changed to mean a particular thing, whereas swagger to a motherfucker that has swagger doesn't mean anything in particular. It means that he is in his zone, comfortable completely with him. If that make you walk with your hand on your nuts, if that make you walk with your hand on your chin, if that make you walk any kind of goddamn way, it's swagger. It's your swagger because you're using what you think about yourself to make you walk the way you're walking to approach this doggone woman. Or if you're not approaching a woman, you just at the mall.
You know, white boys, you know, glukes, they walk on the balls of their feet. So you see them, and it looks like they're always tiptoeing when they take steps. At the end, they take a step, but then they bounce up like they tiptoe. No, you don't do that. You know, I ain't saying you got to be slew-footed, but I'm saying you got to walk deliberately. That's swagger, the way you walk in. Hey, check this out, bro, the one that asked about swagger. If you was in the hood and for whatever reason, some kind of way, you seen that you had took the wrong, you walking, and you seen you had took the wrong turn, and you know them motherfuckers been seeing you. Now, how you going to walk past them? Are you going to walk past them like a coward, all, you know, shrunk up so you can draw attention to yourself? Or are you going to walk past them like, ain't that a bitch? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, well, first of all, I ain't no motherfucking coward, so that would be option B.
I'm
going to walk past them.
That's right. That's right. You're going to walk past them with swagger is what I'm saying, bro. You go whatever you do when you walk by, as long as it's going to keep them motherfuckers off you, you using your swagger. Shit. That's why you don't have, you don't want to try to identify it. Because you would, let's say you would identify it. Swagger is only when you walking up to a bitch, you know, and you woo-woo, and you identify it. That's the definition. And the next thing you know, you find yourself then turn down the road, the street, and them motherfuckers just seen you, and you can't turn around. You better call on some swagger. And them ain't no bitches. So you feel me, man? Hey, you feel what I'm saying?
I feel what you're saying, but let me say this, man. You should never have to turn your swagger on. It should always be on at all times now. Ain't that right,
bud? Whoa, Dayton, man, check this out. How the fuck can you say that and ask that question? Because you damn right. Well, it wasn't a question. You said it wasn't a question. You did ask me to elaborate more on swagger. And that's what we're doing. But as far as inclusive, that's the sign right there. You know, you got swagger. You know to use it, and it ain't no such thing as, hey, 2-1, come on, man, 216, whoever it was. I was just going to pick you, but you didn't took it off. Hey, you guys, just go. Hey, 347, I ain't on your case. I'm just talking shit. Because a motherfucker that can recognize swagger, you know, a motherfucker can understand swagger enough to be on the phone with my black ass talking shit about swagger, and you ain't choking up, you already got swagger. You must just wanted to hear me compliment you. Hey, you got swagger. Brother from Mali, you just feel there? Are you listening to this? What are you getting?
I actually have a question.
Okay, but what are you getting first?
I'm getting the fact that I have swagger, but I don't realize it. That's the bullshit part of it.
No. Hey, Mali, hear how they chuckling? Hey, they chuckling, but they not chuckling at you. They chuckling at that statement.
Yeah.
Because they had that statement in their heads before, too. They didn't know they had the swagger they got. They had to learn
let me
it.
Ask you a
not... Okay, go ahead, Sean.
Pardon me. Let me ask you a question, right? You go up in the gym, you know, your muscles are bulging, whatever. You know, you got your tight shit on. You see that she's looking at you. Why you ain't hollering?
Man,
hey, 347, wait before you answer. 347, wait before. He didn't say, give me an excuse. He said, for you to reach in your motherfucking gut and say why you didn't get at her.
I didn't have what it takes. That's the answer.
Is this,
okay, that's real.
347.
He ain't have what it takes.
Wait, that sounds like 240. I want 347 to answer that.
347, you got me mixed up with the other dude. I didn't answer that question.
I know you didn't. That's what I'm saying. I want 347 to answer that question.
What's your answer?
Yeah, I want you to answer because you the one brought up the scenario about the gym, right?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's the other dude. I brought up the swagger situation.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, man. You're right. Okay, 240, you was right to answer. And you say you just didn't have it in you. That's your answer, right?
Yeah.
Yes, listen, 240, listen to me. Listen to why you have it in you. You have it in you because, first, let me tell you how you can tell you don't have it in you. Let's say me and you went to the gym together to work out, and you sat down or went to wherever you was finna do your first set, and you noticed this broad, and she giving you big action. And I'm saying to you, after she passed by, damn, motherfucker, didn't you see that bitch? You know why you didn't get at her? See, that's missing your action. But what I'm saying about, you know, not thinking you got what it takes to get your action, you'll do what you did, which is she came up to you and you forced yourself. You actually slapped yourself on both cheeks and said, don't look at her like she's a badass motherfucking bitch giving you action. Look at her like she's a pole and all you see is a round pole. So you don't say shit to her. And you said to yourself, man, you know, okay, man, thanks, conscience. Of course,
right.
Man from Mali, I'm making a joke. But believe me, you can't recognize that action if you don't have it. You just scared to move on it. Now, am I right or wrong?
You're right.
So, what I'm saying, this is the importance of the course, because the exercises during the course that you're going to be going through for 90 days is going to be making you do shit like that.
Guarantee.
Making you overcome that fear you got. Making you actually more powerful when you're scared. Because when you scared, you know you finna do some shit you ain't really did before. You ain't used to doing it. But you don't have a comfort zone. Your comfort zone is recognizing you got a problem with this or that, and you finna attack it. That's what we do, man. And the only way you can do that is to know your fucking self.
Correct.
It ain't about bitches. It's about knowing the power you have. You have it. We are born with it. You know, years, generations ago when you born, they just let it come out. You know, they don't control you. That's why little babies and little kids got so much action at fucking up. Because they know, the parent, they know you got to be a little asshole so you can be, you know, able to be a motherfucker when you get grown. How you going to be a motherfucker when you get grown and you ain't never jumped off a rock and cut your foot, or you ain't never failed, or you ain't never – you got to go through shit. And what has happened is after this legal bullshit came in, it's been breeded out every generation. Each parent has a life up to this point filled with all these new rules. Oh, your kid can't be aggressive. Your kid can't look at a motherfucking and stare at him funny. What the fuck? That's, man, a motherfucker stare at you funny and you be a punk, you supposed to get some out of that and quit being a punk. But the way society want it, they want the bully to stay a bully and the one that get bullied to stay the kind of guy that's going to get bullied.
Right.
We don't want that. We are, you know... God damn it, Sidewalk University. Just like I said, when you turn the corner and see you made a mistake, the last thing you're thinking about is running. Of course, you're thinking about safety, but running ain't safety. You know, letting them know you ain't doing no disrespect, man. Whatever the hell you tell them motherfuckers, man. If I go as far as say, if you want me to turn around, I will, man. And if all y'all want to come over here, I'll try to handle you. Shit, I ain't got no punk in me, man, but I got lost. They say, nigga, get your fucking ass on and don't ever come back over here. Show you right, bro.
You motherfuckers don't want to deal with no punks, but they don't want to deal with a hog either. So, you know, you got to let them see, and you got to be sharp, diplomatic. And you can't be diplomatic if you don't have the confidence in what you're saying and what you represent. All right, all three of you guys, 240-347, Sean, you guys feel what I'm saying? You want to add something to it? Because I'm all open.
I just want to say this, right? SWU is like the Navy. It's like the Navy SEALs. It's like when you get in there, you start whatever way you start, but then they give you good instruction. They have you doing some exercises to whoop you in shape. You face your fears. You do exercises. At every point of your growth, exercises to whoop you in shape. So at the end of the day, you're going to be fearless, basically, because they done walked you from A to Z. They done did all types of exercises. You done faced your fear. You done had the guidance, and now you're a new person. And all of this is
I got one correction. You won't be fearless. You won't be fearless. But you damn sure won't be scared of fear. You'll know to use that fear. Hey, I got to take somebody out. Let's see. That ain't Sean. Sound like 347. But anyway, I'm just saying, you guys got to understand this. Now, I'm going to put you out too, 240. Molly. Get at me, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, you told me your situation. I'll work with you, man. All you guys. I work with everybody, man, but I'm not inviting that shit. You got to let me know what's happening and I have to accept it or not. So let's roll, Molly. Sound like we can roll. Hey, Molly, let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you something, man. When you sitting up, and you're just watching a fucking football game or whatever, and your motherfucking dick get hard, what the fuck you do? Because that shit, like, well, it's my wife, so it ain't a big thing. But the other day, yesterday, I'm in the motherfucker on the couch. I'm just looking at CNN, and all of a sudden, Johnson started hollering at me. I told baby she was cooking. She is cooking and she had just started. And I told baby, look, it's time. She said, time for what? Girl, and I pulled that cover back and she seen Johnson's just at attention. Baby cut that shit off. What I'm saying, for me, I have what I need when my dick get hard. Because I'm not finna look for no pussy. I ain't gonna jack my dick off. I'ma have me, if I don't have my wife, I'ma have me three or four motherfuckers I can call. And I'm confident that I'm gonna have three or four motherfuckers I can call because I keep all bitches that I fuck with sprung on me. Even when I don't fuck with them for 2 years, they fucking, when I finally do call, they say, dang, you calling again? Yeah, baby, I was thinking about hitting that shit you got between your motherfucking legs. And all they do is crack up. That's a yes. You got to know how to speak the language women speak. You say, girl, I woke up this morning and my motherfucking kickstand was down, and the first thought I had was you. Hey, when she say, kickstand, girl, you know my dick was so hard I couldn't even turn over. It kept me on my side. If she laughs at that, pussy, you ain't even got to ask her for that. If she see any fucking humor in that, she done got the message you sent her, which is my dick hard, and I want some motherfucking pussy. And the motherfucking bitch, come on, get mine. That's what she really saying, and that's how y'all better start seeing this shit. 216, I see you, man. I'm glad you hung in there this time. What's up?
What's that?
Nothing, man. You got a question?
Yeah. My question is, like, I lost two girls that I love, and I was wondering, how can I get them back?
You can't, because you sound young. How old are you?
I'm only 20.
Hey, man, are you 20 or are you bullshitting me? Because you sound like a teen.
I'm 16 years old.
Okay, bro. What I'm saying is this. First thing about getting a bitch back is quit being a fucking liar. Because you can't lie because the motherfuckers see through your lies. Second thing is if you did some shit, which you did, and the motherfucking bitch quit you, learn from your mistakes. Now, what did you do to make the two bitches quit you? You did the same thing to both, I'm sure. What did you do?
They, like, I ain't tell her about the other one. So, like, they found out about each other.
So, what I'm saying is there's another right there. Lying. See, your problem is lying. So how the fuck are you going to catch a motherfucking woman that's going to deal with you and you lying? Answer that, bro.
I have no answers to that question.
So, you know what I'm going to do for you, brother? Because you are 16, I want you to make sure you hit me on my email, askrosebud with 2 D's at gmail.com. Because I work with high school students. Because I really want you young motherfuckers to understand there's a way to be a man. And you guys been stripped of it. So what? You got to learn it again. So what I'm going to do for you, and I'm not doing this for nobody else, so I don't want no 1,000 calls. But what I'm saying for you, you hit me with your 216. Ooh, goddamn. I just gave the area code. Hey, check it out. But the prefix to your, hit me with your whole number. And I'm going to give you some shit. Free. But what I'm saying is this. Once you see this shit, you got to tell all, you can't let none of your friends see it. Because if you do, they're going to degraded, and you're not going to learn shit from it because you're going to see your friends ain't learning shit from it. So you got to keep it secret. And when they start asking you, man, what you been doing? I've noticed some. Then you tell them about me. But you still don't give them your shit. We got a deal?
That's a deal.
Remember, hit my ass rosebud at gmail.com. I'm going to fuck with you with this. I'm going to show you how to do this shit. I'm going to show you how to be a motherfucker that can get a woman back. Because the dude that can get a woman back ain't never lost her. Because women get excited and upset about different things, and they quit you. But if you ain't really did shit wrong, but they are upset and they quit you, they coming back. And a dude that do what I'm telling you about don't do shit wrong because he ain't got to lie about shit and he ain't got to hide shit. You feel me, man?
Yeah, I feel you.
Now, ain't you glad you came back on because I seen you earlier and you ducked out. That's that scary shit in you. I'm going to get all that shit out you if you keep fucking with me. You hear me?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to put you back in. Hey, you guys. See, that's the nigga I am. I love these young motherfuckers. And I try my damnedest to punk them off. Ooh, so that they can see. And then I tell them, man, I'm giving you love. I'm going to give you all. Listen to that, what the fuck you want, Chai?
Hello?
Chai, you come back on? You want something?
Yeah, you hear me?
I got you now, yeah. I got you.
All right, so that young girl who just called, make sure you follow up with this stuff. Make sure you take it serious. And you do it alone. Don't do it with your friends. If you follow through with it, all of your friends is going to be on your back. You're going to be the flyest dude out of all of your friends. Trust me, that's a promise from Sean. And that's it.
And Sean did the shit. Learned. 216, you did the best thing you could have did. And you know what that was? It ain't talk to me. It's face the fear you had to ask your goddamn question. Man, fear ain't shit. And man, it's so much shit that I am afraid of, bro. Man, I ain't scared to be afraid. I'm not scared for something to scare me. Shit, but I do know when I do see that I've been frightened by this shit. I know I'm going to do it now. I mean, well, unless it's a roller coaster. No. If it's a roller coaster. 808, that's a Hawaii motherfucker. Hold on for a second, 808. Hey, if it's a roller, especially a real one. Now, if it's one of them kiddie roller coasters, you know, I'll take the kids on the roller coaster and, you know, talk shit while that motherfucker going up a 2-foot hill. But an adult roller coaster, I'll never face that fear. Come on, 808, what's up?
What's happening? All right, well.
All right.
I'm going to change the subject right quick, right?
I was listening
one of your archives, you feel me, about the dress game of these new cats out here trying to pop this motherfucking ism, but you know what I'm saying? They dressing like they trying to portray something else. My question is
What's the question? Go ahead.
My question is if you ain't got the paper, you feel me, to get looking right, how you supposed to not look like you going to church, but at the same time portray what you really trying to, you know what I mean, be, you feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. Let me tell you something. You say you Hawaii, and I have recently been emailing a motherfucker from Hawaii. Are you the guy that I said, don't be emailing me with all that shit? You that guy, ain't you?
All right,
listen, man. Listen. Let me get shit straight. You just, you know, raised up from the pen or something?
Yeah, I just got out again.
Listen.
I'm not new to this shit. You feel me? Like I've been in this.
Hey, you gotta be. I didn't ask you to talk, man. That's why I didn't want to keep emailing you, man. You run your goddamn mouth and all you be saying is silly shit. Listen, you want to get some game. Why don't you get gamed up? If what you know and what you thought was worth anything, you wouldn't have been going to the goddamn pen. I ain't never been to the pen. I ain't never paid no motherfucking taxes and shit. I had Rolls Royces, houses, a gang of hoes in the motherfucking police face. Why? Because a motherfucker know how to play. Now, if you want to learn, then I'm laying to show you. But right now,
that's what I call
hey, well, okay, so what I'm saying is I can't. First of all, let me say this. I know motherfuckers did 15 years. And whatever they give you when you get out, that's all they had when they got out. And when they got out, the motherfucker ain't even had nowhere to go. Now, you sound like you in a better position than that. Are you?
Yeah, I got some things going on.
Okay, stop. Stop. What I'm saying is that same motherfucker that just got out the pen from doing 15 motherfucking years got whatever he got in his pocket, 60 or whatever dollars. No, he can't do shit but get something to eat and hope he don't run out of money. That motherfucker coming up if he bought this game. He ain't got no shoes. He ain't got no motherfucking slick-ass outfit. He got on that goddamn jail shit that he went in there with, or he got what they gave him to come out with, which is a t-shirt, some fucked up shit. So, this motherfucker know when he walk up to the first bitch he see, he gonna include in his conversation something to disarm this bitch from her looking at how raggedy he is. Now, I'm not saying what you should say. I'm saying game teaches you not to hide from shit because you can't hide. Otherwise, your motherfucking ass gonna walk up to a motherfucking bitch talking all that goddamn out the side your mouth shit like you some slick ass motherfucker, and all she gonna see, if this motherfucker is slick, I don't want no parts of it. Why? Because you don't look nothing like slick. So, why would you walk up to the bitch trying to be slick? Because you silly. If you walk up to that bitch letting her see through your conversation that you got hella shit on the ball And you did get crossed up fucking with some fools. But, you know, if I ever, you know, run into somebody proper like you, girl, I got things to do. Maybe she interested, maybe she ain't. But at least you ain't acting, fronting yourself off where she can see that you ain't shit. Now, what you got to say?
That's some real shit right there.
Go ahead.
That's that shit that people be talking about, fake it till you make it, what you talking about. I'm not with that shit. I was never with that shit.
No, you, hey, hold up. I ain't with sayings and fake it till you make it, whatever the fuck you just said. I don't believe that bullshit. You believe that bullshit. I don't repeat fucked up punk shit like that, because that ain't what's happening. Fuck a fake. Although I can identify with what they saying, because I remember when I first started pimping, woo woo woo, you know, I was trying to act like I was a motherfucker faking. But let me tell you something, faking gonna get you put in a position where you have to represent. And I saw that by seeing some other motherfuckers faking, and they got put in a position. And right there, since I'm sharp, I seen I ain't doing no more faking. Yeah, all right. The nigga got tossed like a salad because he was faking.
Right.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you, bro, 808, a lot of shit you did say, I felt. Hey, let me get these other guys in. Hold on, 808. 954, I'm bringing you in, but don't say nothing. 347, I'm bringing you back in, but don't say nothing. 808, fucking saw a lot of shit in what you saying that do represent potential. But that same shit is what you see in yourself. That's why you run your mouth and you think that you got whatever to say already, but you don't. And you need to be quiet. You need to quit running your fucking mouth. You need to go up to a bitch, and when you say hello, you damn near don't have nothing else to say. Why would I tell you to do that?
So you can listen.
Well, that's a good answer. I'm telling you that. But what that's going to do is draw that woman into trying to bring conversation out of you. And that's
right.
Going to show you that you got action. Do you see how game works? So, man, I want you to hit me and let's reestablish conversation. And you bring whatever the hell to me you was talking about from Jump Street with all that bullshit in it so we can get down to business. How about that?
That sounds real good.
Well, let's do that, man. I'm putting you back in. 954, what's up with you, brother?
Rosebud, what's up with you?
Nothing up with me, man. You know what's up. I'm trying to lace you guys, man. Come on.
I'm trying to get laced up. My thing is, I want to know what's the best package. I feel like on the scale, if we could put the game on a scale from 1 to 100, I say I'm like maybe a 50. So I feel like I still need the package, the whole package. So I need direction on what to purchase.
Listen, man, have you been following me? Are you just coming on here and there or what?
I've been following you I first found out about you a couple years ago, and I fell off. And I just picked it back up a couple weeks ago.
Okay, check this out. You may not know this. I have established SWU, Sidewalk University. Now, I'm going to tell you all this in a very fast version, but it's way deeper than what I'm going to say. But Sidewalk University, I established it because I had people that had my course for 1 or 2 years, and I was still recognizing different shit in their conversation. And then people like Sean, they kept fucking with me on my shows. And as I talk to Sean, I'm realizing fucking with me learning the course is really dope. But I hadn't come to the understanding that I should start SWU. But after a while, I started realizing that I should start SWU. Because I learned, brother, and you got to understand this because I'm telling you the truth. Dudes that took the course, bought it from me, and, you know, spent $1,200, whatever, bought it from me, and learned what they learned and felt so good about what they learned that they thought they had and achieved this confidence that the course had. Now, they had improved vastly. They had improved vastly. But I kept hearing shit in the questions they asked. So once I started SWU, I knew I couldn't just charge people. So I let all the guys, or not all of them, but as many as wanted to, come into SWU with for no money. Just come in here. So I had a class of like 40-something motherfuckers. Oh, I'm feeling good. 2 weeks in, I might have 30. 3 weeks in, I got 15. Why? Because them motherfuckers saw they wasn't up to what it takes to have real confidence. Right now, I might have 10. And we just about to end the semester. And I feel like I won. Because if one motherfucker went through the semester, I know he's sharp. And all I want to do is add some sharp motherfuckers to the goddamn mix. So my point to you is that if you buy the course or learn the course on your own and you know of SWU, would you be willing to spend that amount of money, hundreds of dollars, and half-ass learn that? Or would you prefer to spend hundreds of dollars and be taught by the motherfucker that originated the shit what to do? Because that's what happened to this past semester of guys. And no matter how sharp they were, they are 10 times sharper now because they had to do those exercises. They had to do them and talk about them, record them, all kind of shit to prove that they did them. So what I'm trying to say to you, what I'm trying to say to you in a sales pitch voice, you can get the shit little by little and spend $2,300. You can get the shit all at once, but you don't want to go to SWU and you can spend $750. Or you can want to go to SWU and spend $800 on the course and waive the $500 that you got to pay tuition and come in and learn. What I'm saying, bro, is at this point about what you want to do to get sharp. You know, I could recognize shit from sugar, and I can see through muddy water and spot dry land. So what I'm saying, even when you're talking to me like that youngster was talking to me with that cross bullshit, you heard me bust him out. I know what's happening. You know, I can see. You ain't got to tell me I'm lying. I know. And if you want to lie, that's on you. I might not even say nothing. But sometimes I might say something. So what I'm going to say is this. What do you want to do, 954? What do you want?
Yeah, I would love to participate. That's not a lie at all. My thing is my back is against the wall. I don't want to speak about sad stories, but my back is against the wall. And
Hold up, bro. Not only do you not want to speak about the shit, I don't want to hear about the shit. But you didn't heard me. Listen, you didn't heard me on, if you've been listening, couple weeks, like you said, you didn't heard me on several occasions. I work with a motherfucker, man. I am not trying to have you strapped trying to get this shit. But what I'm saying, let's say we make some kind of agreement and you don't hold your end, all I got to do is block you and you ain't going to get no more of the information and you can't get mad at me. So what I'm saying is if you ain't really got no money, but you got some money that you think you could make payments with, fuck paying $800 at once. We could, you know, work out something. But my point is to everybody that's listening, you know, that want to do that, don't think that you're going to give me a portion and get this, that, and the other. What you're going to do is give me whatever, and I'm going to send you what I think that's worth. And I write it down. And what I'm saying is your next payment has to come before that shit that I gave you is covered in the class. Because once we go past what you paid and you haven't actually made a payment, I'm blocking you. I ain't got no problem blocking you. And you ain't got no action at the group. So what I'm saying is I'm on an honor system. I don't want to have to be keeping books on your motherfucking ass. If you tell me you can do woo-woo and you can do it woo-woo however often and I say okay, believe me, it's okay with me. Even though I write it down, let's say you're supposed to do something tomorrow, I ain't looking at this shit tomorrow, but I am going to look at the shit within a day or two, and then I'm going to see it. Oh, shit, he had 2 days free. Good. But then now you just sprung because you want to know what else going on because you can't know. I don't want to do that shit. I want to deal with men. And if a motherfucker gave me action, this is how I think. If somebody said, hey, man, let me give you credit on this. Really? Because I know my credit ain't shit. But motherfucker want to give me credit? Man, I'm going to break my neck to do everything I said to that motherfucker. Why? Because I might want to fuck with him again for more shit and whatever it is more he got to know through fucking with me that he could trust me. This is how you think when you live in the streets. Because even though my shit is in the mid-600s, even though that ain't really, that's fucked up, but that ain't really fucked up, I can get shit. I don't want a motherfucker saying, I don't know if... Fuck you, motherfucker, if you can't say yeah to me. I buy shit for that very reason. And my thing is dudes coming up, you know, things happen, blah, blah, blah. But when they happen, dudes that don't live in the past, they come up to me, if that's the case, on this show or the other show, they say something, let me know they got woo-woo. And we talk, man. And as we talk, you know, I hear something in them, what a motherfucker said. And then I say, well, look, man, hit me, woo-woo. Then we going to talk personal. And then I'm going to start asking you, can you this, can you that? And whatever the fuck you can do, I'm going to see if it's acceptable by me. And if you stay, you know, with what you're saying, motherfucker, you can come to SWU on the first. Believe me. But you definitely have to make a payment before the first because I can't send you no a material on the strength that you going to pay me. You know, I'll send you the material you pay for on the strength that you going to actually, you know, pay the rest to get the full course. But if you don't, then you're just giving your money away. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's only right. That's only right.
So what I'm saying is hit me on my email, askrosebud@gmail.com. Tell me what you can do. Tell me what you're willing to do. And, man, it's all kind of ways. I'm not saying I'll let you do shit that don't cost money, but how the hell I know what kind of skills you got? Because I need hella skills to, you know, make my shit flourish. So, you know, let's talk, man. You feel me?
Okay. I'm right with you.
All right, for sure. 347, I'm sorry, man. What's up? 347, you ain't there, no?
Yeah,
okay,
can
go
you
ahead.
Hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, on the caller before last, man, he was talking about faking it till you're making it and shit, right? Yo, that shit is so weak. That shit is so motherfucking weak, man, faking it to make it. What I go by is believe and you will achieve. Rather than you faking and making and you being real about yourself and I have to take shortcuts and, you know, compromise your integrity as a man just to, you know, reach those goals that you have. You dig?
Okay, let me ask you this, brother. Because, I mean, believing you can achieve, that's a saying. It's good. It's positive.
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it is a saying. It's not as positive. But to a motherfucker that's young, that listen to rap, fake it till you make it is rhyming. And it's a hell of a statement. Now, that's if you're looking at it like that. Well, I'm saying, you know, bro, sayings to live by shouldn't otherwise be true to the game, and the game will be true to you. That's a saying. But that's not any kind of saying like fake it till you make it. It is a saying, and both of them are sayings, but the sayings that matter are the sayings that give you direction or guidance to going forward. Other than that, fake it till you make it. You got some motherfucker that's rapping. Everybody love this motherfucker. And he say, yeah, if you ain't got it, just fake it till you make it. And you think motherfuckers ain't going to be saying that shit? They going to love that shit. Fake it till you make it, cause whoever said it. So we got to see past that shit. Like you did. You did see past it, so I'm not saying you didn't. But in the course of seeing past it, you also said achieve, believe, and you'll achieve, which is no different than fake it till you make it. Why? Because they're both sayings. And achieve, believe, and you'll achieve is a better saying because it promotes you to, you know, positive. But I don't believe sayings. I fuck with sayings. Wait a minute. Oh, okay. I fuck with sayings because I believe, you know, be true to the game, be true to you. Otherwise, you know, the bitch is a reflection of you. Those are sayings. You know, I believe that shit. But it's not false belief. Fake it till you make it is false. Believe and you achieve is false. They're good sayings, but there's people that believe wholeheartedly and didn't achieve. So that person will say, man, that's bullshit. What I'm saying is a person that say, fuck sayings, I'm going to do what I think, can never be proved wrong, even when he failed. I failed many times. Man, I could give a fuck about failing. I give a fuck about winning. So once I see I failed and it's something I really wanted, I might mope for some amount of minutes. But, man, once I, you know, mope, I'm going to see how to do whatever the fuck it was I couldn't do. I'm going at it. Fuck that. You can't tell me no. And that's just how I am. And I want motherfuckers that fuck with me to be like that. Because when you like that, you know you. The motherfuckers that just let shit happen to them,
hey,
they want the good thing to happen, but they don't believe in themselves enough to do what it takes to make that happen.
And
so
there you go.
That's the separation. That's the separation. Right there, brother.
There
you see
go.
Me?
You see what I'm saying? And my thing is, I told you what I do. See, I believe. When I believe, I achieve. Now, you talking about you don't believe in that. That's cool. If what you believe,
no,
you don't achieve,
hey, bro,
that's on you.
Bro. You lying. You did say you don't go with that fake and fake it till you make it. You go with believe and you will achieve. You did not say you go with I believe and I achieve. That is a totally different statement. Now, you can either be honest with me or not.
No, I didn't say that was a statement. I'm saying that's what I said, meaning that's because I said it. That applies to me.
Wait, bro. Wait. Listen. Conversation. Critical thinking. When you out and you talking to whoever, you ain't got time to explain what you said. So what I'm saying is when you get the time, you get the action to say whatever you gon' say, you should make sure that you say the right shit. Because the fact remains, you didn't say I. And if you would have, we wouldn't have went through the conversation because I believe and I achieve. That I can't argue with that. How can I say you lying, motherfucker? But believe and you will achieve is vast and it's broad. It's for everyone. And it can mislead some people that believe. That was my point. I'm not saying you ain't shit because that's what you said. I'm saying people need clarity. And I, especially now, am speaking about talking to women. Because women make assumptions based on what they think. And if you know, do you believe that right there, caller? Do you believe women make assumptions based on what they think?
Absolutely.
Well, let me ask you this. What should you think to back that shit up you just said? See, this is game.
I don't understand that question.
Okay, you don't. Let me, when I say this, you'll say, oh, man. But then, anyway, what I'm saying is if you believe women, you know, react on what they think, then the next thing you should think is that, man, I'm going to make sure bitches be thinking what I want them to think. If you don't think that, how is a bitch going to react the way you want her to react when she reacting the way she thinks? And if you ain't directing how she thinks, she's going to think how she thinks. But if you directing how she thinks through knowing what you're saying, you're not saying, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. You saying, you know, girl, I be messing with girls, and sometimes, you know, I find a girl that know how to be pleasant, you know. You're not saying, girl, you ain't pleasant. When you see me, say hello. You ain't saying none of that. You just telling them how you like motherfucking bitches to greet you and woo-woo. Excuse me, the hiccups. Hey, how you like bitches to greet you. And when they do, you're happy. But what this broad heard was, man, I better greet this motherfucker like that because I don't want to piss him off or fuck him up because I like him. That's what the broad hears. That's how they see it. That's how they think. That's why if you sharp enough to think ahead of her, you're going to be able to get her thinking what you think because you ain't tripping on her. You making sure she tripping on you. See, I'm a commodity. I'm gold. I'm some kind of ore people mining. I know there's not many motherfuckers like me. And when a goddamn bro get to talk to me and I, like, you know, charm them, because I can tell when I'm going to leave them, you know, as far as this bitch ain't shit. You know, I charm a girl, look here, what you drink? And she say whatever. And I'm going to say, get her a drink. Now, we've been talking and she wanted a drink, but now I'm going to get her a drink. Get her a drink. And then when he bring the drink, I say, baby, you know what? I bought you that drink because I'm so glad that you let me see you wasn't shit fast and you allowed me to not waste my fucking time. And I turn around and leave.
Uh-huh.
Now, what'd that do? What'd that do, caller?
That keeps the bitch wanting more.
No, that make that bitch look at that drink. She might put her finger in it, but she gonna be contemplating how she fucked up. She gonna be wondering what the fuck did she do. Now, this bitch, 9 out of 10 times, will never get to see me again. But if we frequent the same spot and she happened to see me again, believe me, soon as she seen me, all she gonna think about, as I said, I was happy she let me know I don't want to fuck with her and bought her a drink. I'm saying by saying that, that's one thing. But buying her a drink, that's emphasizing not only am I not a cheap-ass motherfucker, I'm a motherfucker that a sport. But
hold on, let me put you on mute for a second. I'm listening, bro. Hold on, let me put you on mute.
No, go ahead. Take care of your business. Come on, I got other callers. 702 and 503. 503, you hold on. 702, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? This is Rashad. You punched me in the chest about a month ago, man, and I just want to say thank you, man, because it has helped me tremendously, and I'm finna fuck with you and do some shit with you, but you definitely helped me go in a direction. I had told you I had a bad day at work. The boss was just being a punk-ass motherfucker, and I was trying my best, and it didn't go my way, and then you told me to get back on my horse and don't be fucking around and just do what I do. And ever since then, everything's been going very well, man. And I just want to say thank you because I got a new job that I really needed right now. And I just appreciate the fuck out of you.
No. Small victories are fucking, they're important. They're more important than the big victory. You got a job that you wanted, although you didn't know what particular job it would be. You knew it would be a certain level of income and a certain whatever that you were basically looking for. So when you clamp down and you stop accepting shit, you stop thinking you need shit, you start getting what you want because you got to represent shit to get what you want. And if you represent being the quality of motherfucker that should be in that position, some person like me, let's say, you know, I'm a president or whatever, I'm going to see your qualities. Because I'm also that quality person. I'm not afraid of quality. I recognize quality. So when I recognize it, I want to reward them. Why? Because I want my company to keep growing. I want people to show their best efforts. So at the same time, when you do something and actually get what you desired, you have to say, man, I am so glad I stuck to my guns, man. See, this is a reward. This is a reward, man. If I wouldn't have stuck to my guns, I would have been at that fucking job miserable. Still,
right.
Because it was a job. Hey, but I'm saying, I don't even know that's what happened, but I know that's what's happened. Bro, I'm saying, we as men have been taught to undermine ourselves. And it's been a systematic situation. Of course, you wasn't born 50 years ago when men used to say, bitches ain't shit, bitches only worth one half. You wasn't doing that shit. So you really don't see that shit as far as why you act like you act. But believe me, all that bullshit way back then started a whole bunch of changes that manifested itself to like close to the 2000s. And then in the 90s, everything changed. You can't grow your kid up to be aggressive, you know, all this other punk-ass goddamn shit. And slowly but surely over years, dudes have been dealing with these, you can't this and you can't that. I'm saying, goddamn, man, if you, the average dude today can't even walk up to a broad and talk to her. He'd rather text. Set something up through the text, then be afraid to meet her because as strong as he was being in the text, he can't be that in person. Why? Because the text is impersonal. If I want to say I'm the Hulk, I can say it. If I want to say I'm a Lothario, I can say it. You know why? Because the text is faking. Motherfuckers got to be real. 808, you've been hanging in, man. What's up?
So,
hey, excuse me, 702 and 503, both of y'all, hold on. Go ahead, 808.
I just wanted to, because the one caller said, you know, he's not with the fake teammate. I think you misunderstood me that I wasn't never with that. I was just using that as an example, you feel what I'm saying, as why I came with that question of how you supposed to, you know what I'm saying, holler at, to try to portray something when you ain't got the tools, you feel me, to do it.
Hey, 808, you made me think of something. Think of this right here, man.
All right.
You know what an apprentice is, right?
Yep.
And you know what a journeyman is, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let's say you join this carpentry union and they give you a job and you're an apprentice. And
right.
You never really done none of this. You just interested in it, and now you got action at doing it. And you get a job site to go on. What would you do? Hey, man, I heard that fucking belch. What would you do?
Being a print man, shit. But then I'll go on the job myself.
Hold on. I didn't say a print man. I said an apprentice.
Yeah, so I said apprentice. You just misheard me. No, I'm saying, am I going on the job alone or am I having the person that's teaching me there?
See, what I'm saying is this is why I was fucking with you like I was, telling you don't fuck with me. All this questions, you scary. Period. How you going to go on a job alone and you're an apprentice?
Right, I was just trying to make understand.
I don't need you to try to explain shit. All I need you to do is understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I never said anything about you going alone. I clarified that by saying you're an apprentice going to a job. What would you do?
I would watch and try to do the best I can.
No, what you would do, listen, what you would do is show up with a carpenter's belt. With a hammer and a square and just the basics. And then
okay.
On that first day, They would tell you, oh, yeah, you're an apprentice. You don't have all this. Look, dude, you're going to need this. You're going to need that. And you're going to have to go get that shit so you can become a journeyman. Because as an apprentice, unless you have that shit, you can't use it to become a journeyman. A journeyman has to be able to use all the tools necessary that an apprentice learns to use. That's why when you're an apprentice, they'll give you some job. Hey, man, go pick that log up over there, bring it over here. You got to do that shit. Then when you can take instructions, they see they can ask you to cut that log. Look, draw a line right there, cut that log straight. Once you cut it straight, they see you know how to handle a saw. So they might tell you to go up here and measure that pitch on this roof. And what pitch do you want it to be? They say 30 degrees. And you go up there and measure it. What I'm saying is you're showing them that you know how to use all the tools that a journeyman is required to master. So now that you've showed them all this, they're going to start giving you responsibilities. That's using this or that. Not all of them at once, but this or that. And when you handle that shit over a period of time, you'll become a journeyman because you know your shit. And that's what we doing, fellas. That's what we doing. We are learning the proper way to handle shit. Anything dealing with a woman, we learning how to handle, just as we're learning how to handle anything dealing with life. And we're handling it with the same philosophy. I ain't taking second. I ain't fucking believing none of some motherfucking whatever they say. I'm totally confident about me. And if what I'm saying is going to make me drive off the cliff, I'd rather drive off the cliff thinking what I think than driving off the cliff doing what the fuck you said.
Right.
That's just how I think, man. I mean, fuck it. I ain't finna listen to some motherfucker tell me some shit. And, you know, unless I believe it, if they say do this and I believe it and I do it and drive off the cliff while I'm going down, I ain't gonna be mad at that motherfucker for telling me that shit. But if that motherfucker tell me some shit and I do his shit, but I thought some other shit while I'm going down off that cliff, I'm saying to myself, well, I hope I don't die because I'm going to kill that motherfucker when I see him telling me that stupid-ass shit.
Right?
That's just how we roll, fellas. That's how we are. And I'm telling you, it ain't about nobody else. It ain't about no clothes. It ain't about no goddamn material. That shit is tools. And if you don't have any tools, 808, if you don't have any tools, just like that apprentice, you come with what you know you should at least have. And you should at least have the nuts to understand what you're trying to do and adjust whatever the fuck you've been doing to what the true understanding is. And the true understanding is you do not have to sound slick when you talk. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, man? 808?
Yeah, I understand very clearly. Now,
What am I saying?
You're saying just be true to yourself. Be real. Shit.
That's what I'm saying, man. And as simple as you made that, that's how simple it is. What's difficult is to actually be that way. You know, you think, everybody think that they can be themselves. Man, who else I'm going to be if I ain't me? You're going to be a proximity of you. You're not going to be the total you. You know, you could be hella motherfuckers besides you. Don't be stupid. You want to be you. You know, you want to think whatever you think, and you want to make sure what you think is the correct thing to think. That's why when you think it, you go do it. Now, we take it for granted that you don't think about killing
or raping or robbing banks or none of that kind of shit. You know, we take it for granted that you're thinking proper shit, you know, about bitches. And let me tell you, 808, this is one thing I want you to do. Try your best to get a woman to tell you, fuck you. And then I want you to save it. Period. Do it. Hey, try to do it. Don't ask me what I'm asking you to do. Try to do it. See if you really got nuts, man. Do you have nuts, 808?
Yeah, I got some nuts. Yeah.
I mean, no. See how weak you are. The average dude have two nuts. You might have one because you didn't let a motherfucker cut your nut off. So what I'm saying is you can grow your nuts back. The one that you lost, you can grow it back. Start right now. Talk to the next bitch you get action in. Say some shit that she ain't gonna like, and then save it. And call me and tell me what kind of game you got from it. Because I'm a motherfucker in an infinite degree. And I know how to make you think. Because I know what you gotta think. And you guys are wondering what you should think. You guys hope you think the right thing. And anytime you think something and it actually comes out and you see what you thought actually doing or moving, then you get scared. Because now, oh shit, I'm in control. Oh fuck, what am I going to do? You guys kill me. Hey, but it ain't got to be like that. It don't. All you got to, I'm telling you, is so fucking simple. I say it over and over, and the reason I say it, it is simple to hear, but it is extremely difficult to do. And all you got to do, man, is be you. Just like that brother said, be you. Quit faking. But let me ask you this, 808. Let's say you ain't got nothing but a motherfucking T-shirt and whatever jeans, and you didn't hook them up best you can, and you motherfucking in whatever environment that got a lot of bitches there. What do you think?
I think I need to get
Stop. See, this is how fast you lose a bitch, man. You can't take that long to think of something. You know, you got to be able to go fast. And the only way you can go fast is to believe that you think the right shit. You don't want to think about shit. This is what SWU teach you. Think it, do it. Why? Because you ain't going to think to kill the police. You ain't going to think to go rob no goddamn bank. You ain't going to try to rape no bitch. You ain't going to take no old lady's purse. You think it's shit proper. And if you can't believe you doing that, you can't think it, do it. Because believe me, I think it, do it. I'm not concerned with what could happen if this or that. I'm only concerned with what happens with this. Because this is what I'm using. I'm not fucking around. I ain't trying to have no motherfucker telling me what I should have did. Because I know what I'm going to do is what I'm supposed to do. Because this is what I think. And all you guys stay on. 267, what's up with you?
Hey, what's up, bud? It's Cam.
Cam, what's happening, man? Cam, don't get nothing away, man.
Nah, I'm not. I'm not. But I know SWU is coming to a close for me, but I just want to thank you, man. I just want to thank you for that tip. SWU been an experience for me.
Let me tell you something, man. The thing about SWU, you know, I ain't trying to give you an A. I ain't trying to give you an F. I'm trying to make sure you do the shit. And as a man of integrity, like you didn't, you know, you had integrity before. That's why you even accepted the shit. But what I'm saying is, as a man of integrity, you ain't going to let yourself do the least you can do. That's why I don't have to give you an A or an F
I know that you're going to be so much more critical on yourself than I am. And that's where you get a fucking A, Cam, because you've been critical on yourself. And every time I said whatever I said, negative or positive, you brought it to a clarity to the extent if it was negative, oh, yeah, but you know what? I do see that, blah, blah, blah. If it was positive, man, that's what I thought, man. And, you know, that kind of shit shows your growth more than an A or an F. Because let me tell you something. All you guys listening, I got straight A's in my master's degree, but I didn't learn what a motherfucker that's doing what you guys would learn. I did a whole bunch of slick shit that I knew I could do because I've been in them streets. But it was an experience for me, and it fucking showed me it's a such thing as wanting to do your fucking best. Because once I started saying on Facebook I'm going to get A's, you know, blah, 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 you know, I really wanted that because if I didn't, I didn't broadcast it on Facebook and everybody going to say, nigga, you just like the regular people. But think about this. You bragging in a master's degree program that you're going to get straight A's, and you do. Now, this doesn't actually make you greater than anyone, but what it does is make you feel so strong for doing what you said. It's not because, hey, I'm going to get straight A's, but you're only talking to yourself in the mirror. See, it's not the same as doing it. When you broadcast it to people, you have to do it. That's added pressure. You are not afraid of pressure, but you know pressure busts a motherfucking pipe. So it's not like pressure can't handle you, but you've accepted pressure is going to have to handle me or I'm going to handle it. Because that's
right.
The to being who we trying to be. Handle it or it's going to handle you. Period. Mentally, physically, emotionally, however. That's why I'm the kind of motherfucker that I tell you guys. If you know yourself, you'll know what you think at a given moment or a given instance, and you ain't going to trip on what you should do. Because I'm telling you, man, I remember I'm riding down the street. I see this fine ass goddamn bra. I'm going the other way. I'm going west, and she on the east side of the street. So, goddamn, I decide to drive up here and make a right and go up and make another right and go up and make another right and come and make a left so I can get to this bra. And just as I'm making the left, I see this bra getting in another motherfucker's car. And then when I kick it with dude, I was about to get it, baby. He said, man, I seen you, but you went up and made it right. I whooped the you. Fuck the police. I was ganged up about that. I was ganged up about it because you can't take no chance on, you know, some safety. You can't be not sure. Because what I'm saying is I thought to make the U-turn, too. But I said, shit, the police, whoop, 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 I'm thinking whatever. This motherfucker made the U-turn, and police didn't even come. So I'm just saying, come on, man. I'm not going to lose like that no more. And then when I laughed, and I said, man, ain't that a bitch? He said, man, that's why I keep $2,000-$3,000 in my pocket, because when they pull me over, I'm paying a goddamn ticket because I'm finna get busy at a bitch. Dude, he wasn't even trying to tell me shit, but he laced me with that shit, man. I seen what he was saying, because if I'd have been to you, baby was ready to go. And I'm so green in the pimping, I didn't really know this for a fact. I just thought it. So when I take this extra time to be safe, they seen the same shit I seen that just like cut cars off and turned around. He caught the bribe. So I'm just saying, you learn from your mistakes. You know, if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe in what you think, and if you're not ready to handle whatever you think brings, then you subject to, you know, the shit I was, man. And believe me, man, when the nigga told me all this, and we end up at the Sold Out later, I bought that nigga a couple drinks. Because, man, you know, game is precious. You know, people think when I be saying I got a lot of game from Shantae, they be trying to make it like Shantae said, Rosebud, you supposed to do this, you supposed to do that. No, that's not how you get game from a nigga like that. Because a nigga like that, the only way he going to give you game is you get it out of what he doing. He was high-siding on me. When he brought me to this house, he high-siding on me so he could make me think that I ain't his caliber of motherfucker. When he showed me all the shit he got and how he do it, he high-siding on me. He trying to intimidate me. The game is when you see what he doing and see it for what it is. Which is what I did, which is why I got the game, which is why I grew in stature, which is why I became Bud, because I saw what that motherfucker was doing. I didn't hate what he was doing. I didn't hate he was doing it much better than me. I knew that's what I want to do. And I don't give a fuck. And he was telling me, man, nigga, I'm going to be able to tell if you're a pimp, man, if you motherfucking fuck with me 6 months and I don't get in your business. I said, nigga, what the fuck is he saying? He said, man, that's how I can tell. I always knock a nigga off in 6 months. Nigga, if I get knocked off, I would rather be knocked off by a knockoff artist than a zero-ass motherfucker. So you best believe I'm going to be in your face. My bitch going to be on Crescent Heights in motherfucking Sunset, nigga. Period. Go get that nigga told me he said, yeah, you know, cause take talk deep. Yeah, but nigga, you are gonna be a Hollywood nigga. Man, I'm in a 72 Fleetwood, you know, he in a brand new ass Eldorado. I'm seeing all this shit and he telling me this shit. Nigga, I am a Hollywood nigga. And I was a fucking Oakland motherfucker that could have a 10-year-old Cadillac and be hella sharp. And them motherfuckers in Hollywood, if it was 76, them niggas had 77s. And you gonna go up there trying to be cool? Come on, man. But I did. I ain't bullshitting. I did. Ain't no nigga gave me nothing. I took the game that Shantae was displaying. Shantae didn't say, Bud, you know, this, Bud, that. No, we set up and blow cocaine, do whatever we do and kicking it. And he talking about what he would do with a bitch in this situation, and I'm he listening, and I'm talking about, yeah, nigga, because pimping, woo-woo-woo. I'm saying what I'm saying. But in reality, the nigga, him and me is some strong shit. And he don't think he hipping me to a goddamn thing because I'm acting like I know. As soon as I motherfucking leave that motherfucking nigga, let's say the nigga said, man, sometimes a nigga got to, you know, go home and start some shit because too much peace in a pimp's house is a problem. Man, when I first heard that, I heard it from Shantae. But I was big on no problems. No fucking problems. And the nigga made me see, man, when you don't have no problem, that's a goddamn problem. Because the nigga got to be pimping all the time. You got to be keeping shit in order. So I went home, woke a bitch up, and then I spanked her with my words about shit being cool. And then I left and went to another bitch house and started spanking her. But there, I thought to bring all them motherfuckers here so I could do it at once. I mean, I did all this just from some shit that Shantae said, kicking it. But what I got is what the nigga meant. And what he meant was you are the beginning and the end. The alpha to the omega, or whatever it is. And if you understand that, you'll understand that the only peace is the peace you want. You don't want no bitches think they know you so goddamn well they can do everything you like and it's going to be peaceful. Bitch, I don't give a fuck you doing what I like. You must be trying to trap me. What do you mean? What do you mean, Rosebud? Why would I try to trap you? Because you're a fucking bitch. You know I got other bitches, you motherfucker. You ain't no trap, my goddamn. What are you talking about, Rupert? You're going crazy. I sure am going crazy, you motherfucker, because I ain't going to let you motherfuckers have me going to sleep because you paying me. You know, you paying my motherfucking ass, got me Rolls Royce, got me jeweled up like a motherfucker. You think I'm going to sleep, bitch? No, Rupert, I never thought that. Okay, then. hey, but what I'm saying is this how you gotta play. Because if you don't know how to do that shit, the bitch gonna think what she wanna think. Everything going good, she paying you like a motherfucker, ain't caught no cases, so he ought to be happy. Shit, bitch, you sick. When everything is going good, that's when I'm panicking because some major tragedy is waiting to happen. And I ain't going to let you be no punk motherfucker and bring it on, bitch. Hey, I'm... but you don't have to be like... I do. Now go get my motherfucking money. Okay, but... hey, I mean, you know. Hey, and then when them bitches go, a nigga go in the bathroom and look in the mirror and start cracking up. Oh, nigga, you be pissed, nigga. That's so fucking dope shit, man. You don't know what that do for you. And you'll never know until you be strong enough to be you. Because believe me, even if you a new pimp, or even if you a new man to be an alpha, once that bitch actually talks to you past high, she likes you. It's up to you to capitalize. Because if a bitch don't like you, she ain't saying hi. And she is not about to stop and talk to you. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
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 She likes you. So what I'm saying is stop doubting yourself. Play your hand. Quit being scared to play your hand. I play my hand. And if the bitch like me, and I really, 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 really think she like me, and I'm playing my hand, but I don't get the bitch, I be saying, damn, I ain't thinking my hand fucked up. I'm just thinking it was something I didn't do. So what I'm saying is instead of me worrying about that bitch, I'm so concentrated on me, I didn't forget this bitch because I want to know what the fuck I didn't do because I sure don't want to not do it on the next one. And when you think like that, that rejection that this fucking bitch just gave you is nothing. It's a day in the life of a motherfucker. Now, when you get rejected in the day in the life of a sucker, that's something to remember. And he'll remember next week. And when he next weekend. And when he go out next weekend, since he remember it, he going to do the exact same shit. And get rejected again this weekend. And come home talking about, I got to quit getting rejected. Now, this is the actual definition of asinine, a motherfucker doing the same thing every weekend expecting some kind of different results. Come on. Different results come from action you take to change shit. And if you're brave enough, hey, Tessa, who said that?
Cam.
Oh, that's Cam. Oh, goddamn it, Cam. Hey, Cam. Hey, I'm being chicken shit. I'm taking you off. Because, see, that was dope you just said. And that's why I said who said that. Because I thought one of these other guys said it. And then I'm saying, I'm putting you back on. I'm saying that was dope. But I know you're going to say some shit like that, man. You've been going to SWU.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let me tell y'all something else. Hey, I'm a self-promoting bastard. I want to promote SWU so much that all you motherfuckers that's listening to me right now want to go to that motherfucker and get this shit. But I know you need proof. Wait till you see what the dudes in this new semester is going to be doing. And you see how they – I learned from Cam and all my other motherfuckers in my first semester, I learned hella shit to do to make what I was trying to do with them better and stronger. That's why, hey, Cam, I got something for all you. Hey, Cam, I got something for all y'all that y'all don't know about, but I'll tell you in our next conference call. But, man, I'm finna reward y'all, man. I love, Cam, I love you niggas, man. Hey, for real, man.
Too, man.
Hey, you guys, listen to this. I didn't get this. You ain't gonna believe this. I tell you guys all the time. I be having bullet points. And I could tell how good the show was by how many bullet points I got to. Usually I have 100 or maybe even more. And I have a good fucking show when I get to only 80 of them. But lately, because today I got to 2. I only spoke on the first bullet point. Let me see how many I got here. I got 116. I got 116 bullet points that was going to carry my show throughout whatever time. But you cats is coming at me so frequently and so, I got to say, joyfully, that I don't need these bullet points. We can talk for real off the top of my head. If I talk to you with bullet points, it's not bullshit because I wrote this shit. Excuse me. But what it really is just saying that you guys ain't really holding up your end of the motherfucking deal to me. But shows like this where I get to only the second one, hold on, you guys. I'm fucking spitting shit. I got the hiccup. Okay, but shows like this where I only get to the second one, this is what I want, man, because I don't want bullet points. I don't want to be in control of the goddamn conversation. I want you motherfuckers to control it. Pull out of me whatever you want, and this is how you do it. Any of you guys that go listen to this episode in the archives is going to seriously get laced. All right, I'm out.